All right, welcome back to the Artist Connection podcast. This is Matt Kasar with a very special guest today. So excited to bring you Taylor Dane. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Wonderful. How are you doing today?
This is an absolute, well, I live in Pennsylvania, so I have the Northeast allergies hitting me now, which is hitting everybody in this in this part of the world. But otherwise, I mean, fantastic.
Yeah, right. Get on your nasal cream and get on your meds. Absolutely.
Now, how do you deal with that? You're on the road now. I know you have a little bit of time off now, but you're going to be back on the road May 29th, mm-hmm. and you're going through a lot of different regions and a lot of different states. How do you stay healthy on the road?
The biggest thing is sleep. I know everybody's like, and I'm like, I have to tell you, I go in, you know, if I red eye, which I tend to do, and, you know, just depends if we're flying, busing, it always just depends. When I'm in the East Coast, I get to, you know, I happen to catch up with some folks during that time, you know, I'm obviously born and raised in New York.
Yep.
So I try to incorporate my children being back east with me, and, you know, touring in the summer is a lot different than touring during the middle of the year, you know, and how I handle things. But in the summer, it's a free-for-all. I got kids now. I have 13-year-old kids. I have twins. So I put them in camp now a couple of weeks, and then they come on the road with me a couple of weeks. And then right now they hate going on the road, so they're just like, you know, leave me here, leave me there. So, you know, my East Coast runs, that's what I'll be doing, and bombing around, as you can see, in Pennsylvania and Philly and all over. But, you know, sleep is the big component for me. Sleep, rest, and, you know, my voice is, I carry it around with me 24 hours. So that's the biggest thing, is to shut up.
Yeah.
Be quiet.
I bet it is. Mm-hmm. I bet it is. Now, how long did it take for you to learn that when you were just starting out, when you were on the road? Was life different back then?
Well, it always depends on how many shows you're doing and then what's required during the day. When you're just beginning, and, you know, I happen to be, knock on wood, you know, have an incredible climb incredibly quickly. So that means that whole pop, you know, the pop sensation of it all means that you're traveling incessantly, you know, months and months and months on end. And, you know, I don't, unfortunately, at the end of the day, get to put my guitar back in the case. My instrument's my mouth.
Yeah.
And what was required was morning, noon, you know, I was doing interviews in the morning, radio in the morning, and we didn't have cell phones in 1988. I know it sounds bizarre, but we didn't. And I think the first one that had one was Trump. So we was at every, you know, I was trying, you know, we would sit for hours and make phone calls, and I would have to show up in every, you know, think about every radio station I had to show up. We didn't have podcasts, you know, that didn't exist. So a lot of it was physically draining, but, you know, at the end of the day, that's why, when you're a pop star at 22 years old, it feels better. So, you know, you're just running around, and, you know, I'm in city and city, and I broke in Europe first, so I was in Europe, and wasn't uncommon to be in a couple of countries a week, 2 to 3 countries a week,
wow.
Different countries, and a lot of TV, and that's how it is. And, you know, I learned the hard way, you know, we party and having a good time and experiencing, you know, this newfound fame and stardom, and how my music is affecting, you know, thousands, millions of people. And, you know, you just learn over time if you want to keep your voice. Now, I'm classically trained, so on some level, I knew my vocalizing, and it saved me. You know, I'm operatically trained, so I understood that this I want to save and preserve and have for the rest of my life. And how do I do that? Well, one is stop drinking, boozing it till 4 in the morning and screaming, because I got a big, loud mouth, too. So the first thing I love doing is laughing, screaming, joking around, and, you know, the last thing you can do is do that and do 20 interviews, and you have to find your pace. So I always call it a go at your own pace party, but that's my big thing. I pace it out. I'm usually just pretty still and keep things together. If I'm doing, you know, those 9 shows, you got to pace it out. You got to keep it together. It's a lot of energy goes into it.
Well, that I had the opportunity to see you in Orlando at Epcot at the end of April, and just amazing. Like you said, you did 9 shows in a row, 3 shows a day. Friday, Saturday, Sunday down there, and I got to see the first one. Wow, what struck me, and it literally brought a tear to my eye, not only because the songs are nostalgic, but you were singing like you were at Carnegie Hall, and I respected that about you and absolutely loved it, and I haven't stopped talking about it since, really.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, I mean, it's a wonderful thing, and they get talent like us, and they hire us, and they put us during their festivals, and they have, you know, normally I do their wine and the food and wine during that time of year, and this one is their flower, I don't know, flower expo, mm-hmm. ship, whatever. So it's pretty cool when they do, you know, a few weeks of having, you know, talent in there. So, and you guys get, you know, get the excitement and the joy, and, you know, the sound.